Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sandra Langer, and she heads up the French Icarian Colony Foundation. Good morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Sandra, I thought we were going to be talking about inviting people to come, mothers, to come down here pretty soon for a special event. But you're full up. But let's talk about it anyhow, because people could come and see other things besides have a tea. So let's talk about what the event is planned.
Well, the event that is planned, it is a ladies' May Day afternoon tea that's going to be held this Saturday, May 3rd, at the French Icarian Village just east of Corning. And this will be held in our restored 1878 refectory. The tea is including three courses typically served at an English afternoon tea. And the tea we decided to do this year is in recognition of the Icarian neighbors of English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh ancestry who pioneered in Adams County in the 1800s. As we got to investigating the tea, we had people say, well, why are you doing a tea? That's an English thing, and you know, you're French. And I said, well, first of all, we wanted to recognize that there was a lot going on around Icaria besides what was happening in Icaria. And secondly, as I was doing my research, I found out that the tea hit the Europe area in the 1700s, and it first arrived in Paris in 1636.
Well, there you go.
That was 22 years before it appeared in England, but it quickly became popular among the aristocracy. And so, but as far as the afternoon tea, that was introduced in England. And it was because in those days they had their breakfast, and that would be any time, you know, late morning to us. And then they wouldn't eat their main meal until late at night, maybe 8 o'clock or after. And so this one, the 7th Duchess of Bedford, decided it was just too long to go, and she got hungry. So she was the one that decided, because of the length of time between breakfast and dinner, she complained she had a sinking feeling in the middle of the afternoon. So the solution for her was to have her servant sneak a pot of tea and a few little goodies or bread things in the afternoon. Later, she started inviting friends to join her, and it just became very popular.
Isn't that interesting, that history of how it just sort of, it's because of a need, but then it just becomes a social event.
Exactly.
And all those
exactly.
kinds of things.
Yeah, and then she had done that. She did that when, you know, she was in her home, wherever that was. I think it was in Sussex. And then when she went into London, she decided, well, she just enjoyed that so much she would continue it and expand it. And as I said, yeah, it just became very popular then with a lot of people, and even the what they considered at that time the lower classes, the working people, they decide, well, yeah, that sounds like we need a break in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
With
well,
a little
actually,
something.
Nutritionally speaking, there probably was a really good reason for it. Their blood sugar was probably really low by that time, and they needed to pick me up, so it was a good
that's
solution.
Exactly. That's why she had that, quote, sinking feeling.
Yes, exactly. Well, Sandra, the tickets are sold out, which is a wonderful problem to have when we're here talking about it. But, you know, people could come and see if there's an empty seat because somebody got sick or whatever.
Sure.
But if the tea is filled up, there's many other things they can take a look at.
Well, yes, and we plan to make this an annual event. So
All right.
We'll have an opportunity next spring, too, to keep watch at our website or the newspaper or whatever, and find out when it is next year.
There particular hours that the village has, you know, that there's probably somebody there?
Well, we are beginning this summer, if we can find the volunteers to help us with this. We plan to have the village open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that would be every Saturday. Otherwise, they find that's not a convenient time for them, they can call our phone number and arrange by appointment. We take people out all the time, anytime that's convenient for them. And that number would be 641-322-4717. And if someone doesn't happen to be in the office, we pick up our messages often, and there is an answering machine.
And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Icaria.net.
Oh, that's pretty easy. Icaria.net.
And it's kind of under construction right now. So some of, I noticed the other day, our webmaster has not updated it. But the map, probably
the location is there and some basic information.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
The basic information, exactly.
Because it's a nice area to visit. There's a lake fairly close by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's other things happening in Corning. If you haven't been to Corning for a while, there's some interesting things going on there. So you can make a little trip on a nice afternoon. And, you know.
And we have a wonderful winery just down the road from this area. And they have opened their new tasting room, which is called the Floating Vine. And it's built out on the lake water area there. And is really nice. I was just out there the other night for the Southwest Iowa Coalition meeting. And
what's the name?
The Floating Vine. It's called the Corning Winery.
Just the Corning Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember.
Winery and vineyard.
All right.
An extensive vineyard going there, and they make their own wine. And
another thing to come and see.
Yes, it is.
We've been talking about an event that's full up, but of course, in addition to just coming to visit, you always have something going on, and there's another one, I understand, in June.
Yes, we have an event coming up in June. For the last 2 years, we have had Icaria, Adams County, and the Civil War, and we did reenactments out at the site. But this year we're changing it up a little bit, and we've been asked to collaborate with the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. And on Friday evening, June 20th, we're going to be presenting Ulysses S. Grant. He'll be here doing a program. And just prior to the program beginning, I can't recall exactly the time, but I think we're going to start serving around 5:30 or 6. I think it's 5:30. We're going to have a Civil War supper buffet. And so for those who would like to, the tickets are $25 for both events, or they're separate prices for if you want to just come to the program or just come for the dinner.
Okay.
And we're researching now and going to be offering some of the recipes are going to be from that Civil War era.
Fun. Now, Sandra, when did work start? I'm not talking about the original date when the Icarians came to the Corning area, but when did work start on redoing it, getting it ready for people to come and find out more?
Well, as far as the project itself was started from day one scratch, people have been talking about it prior to this and planning, but I was hired in 1993 by the Adams Community Economic Development and to develop a historic preservation and tourism program for the county. And they already had been doing quite a bit on tourism, and so we kind of built from the base that they had already started. Mm-hmm. But one of the things they wanted to do was to do something with the Icaria heritage, and I was one of my charges was to see what we could do about getting a hold of the dining hall, which at that time was being used as a family home. And so that was in 1993, and so we started putting plans together, and our first grant that we were able to access was the Iowa DOT ICE-T grant, and that put us on the way of being able to purchase the dining hall. And because Icaria, how it entered into connected with transportation was Icaria was a depot on the a supply depot for people traveling west on the Mormon Trail. Even though we were not ever directly on the trail, there wasn't anything else around, and Icaria had gained a reputation of being very friendly and hospitable. They also had horses for sale and other supplies that the pioneers needed. So they left the trail over in Union County at Mount Pisgah, came over, picked up what they needed at Icaria, sometimes stayed the night. then swung northwest up and picked it the trail up where it dips down in Cass County, close to the Adams County line.
Okay, lots going on since then, and more to come. It seems like, Sandra, you and the folks there have done a great job of keeping that interest going and building things, and lots more to come. So we're going to have to visit with you again, Sandra, to find out about your kitchen and your gardens and all those things that are going
right.
on.
Right, yes, we have a lot of exciting projects.
Yes.
Just getting off the ground, just starting, and that we're currently raising funds to develop the sanitation system for all at the site, plus a kitchen, a state-certified community kitchen that will be available for people throughout the area to come in. If they have an idea for a product they want to develop, our kitchen would meet the standards that they would need to develop the product.
Well, we will visit with you again, Sandra, as things come along, and we really appreciate your time this morning. Sandra Leininger, who heads up the French Icarian Colony Foundation. And until next time, here's a thought. Build bridges with your words and thoughts to keep connected to people in your life.